hear your knock.
Sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wa.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to Docu Sweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which can be, ooh, blinded by love, which can be happily ever after, which can be regular old 90 Day Fiance, which can be before the 90 Day Fiance on for some people. At the end of the day, hopefully mildly sweet. We'll see.
Yes.
Welcome to what feels like the end, besides the tell-alls, of the season of 90 Day Fiance, season 10, episode 18. It's called Happily Ever Afters, which, no, not at all, because nope, not because the answer is no, because we don't even know for like Sam and Citra if it's really happily ever after, if he's not going to go to prison or not. The answer is this is the least amount of happily ever after. This is mediocrely moving on for every couple, even Manuel and Ashley, who I love, who we love. I'm just saying the answer is not happily ever after for the name of this boom, 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 right?
I disagree with Ashley Manuel, but everything else is spot on.
Okay. They didn't have a great wedding. We don't know what's happening at the end of their lives. I'm sorry. Was that great? They worked it out? No, they didn't even fuck at the end of their wedding. Anyway, go on.
Oh.
That's how they know if it's right when they were in their relationship.
Before you move on, can you check your mic for me?
Okay, no. Here it is, babe.
Here it is. Okay, great.
Yeah. Sorry, my loves. I had technical difficulties, you know, like much like what Clayton thought, how he thought that Anna Lee was going to have a technical difficulty making it to their wedding, which they really played up. But listen, I'm Sherlock Holmes, honey. I mean, you really can call me that. I'm like Sherlock is Holmes. I mean, what can you say? I figure shit out. And that's my Wa-son.
Wa-son. That's great.
No, it really is great.
Wait a minute, but we need to talk about this real quick.
Okay, what?
But if you don't have to. I want to talk about Mary and Brandon.
Sure.
I want to talk real quick of this 90 Day world
that's
of like
crazy.
Of crazy drama.
She's crazy.
That happened. So if you guys are not aware, if you're underneath a rock, Mary posted about a week and a half ago, Mary started posting on social media that she had colon cancer and that she's so scared and she doesn't know what to do. And then she created a GoFundMe and asked people for money to help pay for the doctor bills because she's the only person that works and that she's been throwing up blood or pooping blood or something like some just like too graphic imagery of what was happening with her. And the whole time I'm reading it, I'm like, oh my God, why isn't Brandon doing this? Why isn't
anything?
Yeah. It feels like Brandon is not
there.
Yeah.
His mom, not in the universe right now, not said one thing, not a peep, not a poop, like not little Bo Peep, that mom. But let me tell you, Brandon, I mean, he really needs to take away, Mary needs to not have her goddamn phone for a second. She's crazy and she has too highly reactive and she might have a mental disorder. I mean, probably a personality situation. Like she has to detach herself from the phone. She has a baby and she has a health thing. Get the fuck off the phone. And Brandon has to make money, period.
Yes.
Brandon has to make money and she has to put down the phone. And that is what has to happen. And if it's not happening, then don't come to us. I mean, and definitely TLC, don't have them on next season. Like after this, the whole situation is, listen, she basically has some sort of conversation with a doctor that says something about a colon and she makes a GoFundMe and she gets money that the GoFundMe site, it's not really GoFundMe, it's like a different one, is like, oh, the people that paid, which I think they made like less than 2,000, paid through PayPal, and so they can't be refunded. So Mary is taking that money, and then in one of her many diatribes was like, oh, I use that money for like tests or whatever. So she's not giving it back. So at this point, if TLC or Mashup or anything gives her a vehicle to fraud others, I think it's really, really going to be detrimental for them, because they could be, I think, complicit in like the fraudster or fraudsters. She doesn't realize, because of her own mental disease, that such devious like financial situations can like have her cut off. And whether she's young or hyper reactive, like this is how you make a decision. And like, this is what can, maybe you can say is like a problem in the new world of social media, but she was given like a certain amount of fame, but like, I don't know if it's Brandon's mom. Obviously Lola's not there. No one's telling her what to do. And Brandon is on fucking playing video games. So someone has to step in.
Yeah. Yes, Chris, 100%. So they have really just embarrassed themselves, because now it turns out that she doesn't have colon cancer, and she's now apologizing to people. And then here comes Brandon out there defending her. But I'm like, you weren't watching this postpartum mother. Like, she's going through something. And so like, she just did this crazy ass thing. So anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit on that. Now let's talk about this show. I still have such a huge bone to pick, because I freaking hate that Nikki and Justin are on this show and they are at the forefront of my mind. So all the way they produced her segment too is so fake and dramatic. It is so, when she's like, I'm just skip for a second, just in case I forget this. When she's like lying in bed depressed and her mother has to come and check in on her and all the curtains are drawn, I'm like, okay. Oh, she's sad. Is little Nikki girl sad? Like, she's just screaming and crying. But anywho, so how they produce this segment is that they have like, oh my God, all of a sudden we're seeing the producers. We're seeing somebody check a boom. We're seeing lighting. And then she's like, oh my God, why? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And producers like run up and they're like, Nikki, what's wrong? And she's like, he just broke up with, just give me a second.
I know.
And then they put on the screen, they flash on the screen words of like, producers asked Nikki if she wanted to quit, but she said no. She wanted to tell her side of the story. I'm like, the whole side of the what? And then the bitch starts to tell her side of the story and completely gloss over what she did. She was like, yeah, so when I called him a user and a stupid little boy, but you know, I just say things like that. And how do you just break up with somebody that you have so like 17 years worth of energy into? Like, I just didn't expect it. Like, we always fight each other and call each other terrible names and then don't talk for a couple of hours. And that's our normal, healthy pattern. And I thought it was going to be that. And I'm like, what, bitch?
God, yeah. This is perfectly timed, and God, she is so slender. What a slender creature she is. Like, you know, she's so slender upstairs, you know, like she could be a ballet dancer. Like she, you know, like her limbs are like, you know, like tiny, you know, like, yeah, she really does. You say that when she's like, oh, we got in a fight, the worst fight ever. And yeah, I said it was like some money stuff. And then, you know, like, yeah, I said some stuff. I thought he would just like get over it. And he says the user thing. And then she of course reads the text that he sent her, which is basically like, after thinking about things, I've come to the conclusion that, you know, we have to move on. It was actually very well worded, and it is very much in her voice. Like, we should have grabbed it. I feel like you could do a perfect reading. Like, did you grab it?
It is very much in his voice. Hey,
oh, Nikki. Did I say your voice?
You said her voice. It's very much in Nikki's voice, in Justin's voice. And it's like,
Nikki. Hey,
Nikki. Yeah.
You know, like, I have come to the conclusion after much thinking that we are no good for each other. However, thank you for the time and the space. Let me tell you, you have said much things to me, but I have disgraced my dignity. And I've gone against my family for you. So just so you know, I did give a lot. Now, at the same time, thank you for the new nose. I love my nose. And at the same time, have a good life and hope you get everything that you want in the end. Signed, Igor. I'm going back to it, bitch. You know, like I wish he had, you know?
Three hearts.
Yeah. Yes.
When she mentioned that he signed it, his name with three hearts, I was like, girl, why did you think we needed to know what the emojis were afterwards? Like, I'm just not like, that is crazy. Like, Chris,
what do you think it meant to
like,
her? You're right.
I'm like, oh my God, am I old to where like emojis don't mean shit to me? Like, wait, I have another question. Have you heard of this, this thing that went viral, this podcast that went viral where this, two men were talking and they were black and the, podcast.
Well, that was like Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp.
Podcast host asks him about his wife and what's going on with his marriage and stuff like that. And he mentions that he, in order to heal his marriage, because he stepped out on his wife and had a baby, he's like, in order to heal my marriage, how I'm working on it is that one day I sent her a text message, you know, and she didn't even know what's going on. I sent her a text message and I was like, hey, babe, I love you. And I put a heart. And then the next day I sent her another text message and I was like, hey, babe, you're the best. And then I put two hearts. And man, so I was like going to do it every day of the year. But then I got to day 21 and I messed up. Yes, Chris. Yes. Your face is no. That is the story of how he's doing things to show his wife that he loves her after he stepped out on her and had a baby. Sending her hearts at the end of his text messages to her and sending adding it on as the days go on. But at day 21, he just forgot. And so he messed the whole thing up. But he's like, I don't even think she even realized what I was doing. Like he really thought like sending he really thought that text messaging her a series of emojis was going to get her back. Like get back in his good grace, like her, you know, like he was gonna like repair the marriage.
Did he buy her anything?
No, you stop asking questions. I told you the whole story. Stop. There's no questions you can ask me, Chris. I told you the entire story. That is what that man believed. No, you didn't hear that. Okay. Anyways,
no. Am I going to be lonely and single for the rest of my life? Because I need you to stop telling me stories like this. Because I need to lean into, or any not just you. I need the universe to allow me to admire men more. Because at this stage in my life, I know you're going to laugh at me. I need to lean into admiring men more because I don't. Admiring them as much as I would like to for someone who's like heterosexual. And so I need a little
break,
hope, you know.
You're trying to say. So I'm like, it's like charades right now with you. I just keep on throwing out answers.
I'm trying. It's fine. I pray to God and universe that at some point I meet a man that I admire and then maybe he'll love me and I'll love him. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's so hard to find men to admire.
You're right.
I know.
Especially men like Mahmoud. Did you hear that he got?
No, I know it. That's horrifying. All I know is Mary Pan / that John Yates character said that he was arrested for domestic violence down in downtown LA. Now, I don't know anything else. If she said anything, if he said anything, like what's it about? If there's any pictures, like what the situation is, but they are on obviously the next.
Happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. Which is, by the way, I hate to say this. I'm going to hit this right now because you know I say shit. Impeccably timed to the new season premiere.
Oh.
Did you hear what I said?
I did.
What did I say?
You said that they...
Are we getting started?
they have planned this because
I don't know,
as promotion, maybe
allegedly
for the new season that's coming up, and it would be perfectly placed as a great Hollywood trick or a sharp trick. Chris is so intuitive, you know. She's a spiritualista, you know. And maybe when the tarot cards were being read, she understood what was going on with that crazy Queen of Sand or whatever the fuck she was. Queen of Wands.
Queen of Sand. That's me. I am the Queen of Sand. This is the Queen of Wands. It was upside down Queen of Wands. That really was Ashley.
I know.
Arabian Day. I know. I love it. Okay.
Let's get back to whoever we were talking about. Who were we talking about?
We don't talk about Nikki. Do we care about that anymore?
Yeah. You guys, basically, her mom came to see her in the next time because she found out that she was so sad about it. And then the mom walks in and Nikki's in the bed, like, just so dramatic. Like, she's the most depressed woman because she doesn't understand how Justin could just, like, not talk to her anymore and go. She thinks he's living the life as a single man after having used her for the money. And, you know, and we're just like, I'm just like, what, girl? Like, you deserve every bit of this. We just watched you guys fight consistently. And that person just told you that he had to give up a little bit of his dignity by introducing you honestly to the people around him. That was a crazy ass thing to say.
It was horrible to say. It was really bad to say. It was really vicious to say. And I mean, he really, like, went there with that. And yeah, he's horrible.
And how could she even want to talk to him? Why is she glossing over that part of it? It's
like
weird.
Danielle and Johan, you know, she's an older white woman, you know, who, like, has gone somewhere and, like, you know, gotten a younger man who doesn't have, you know, the, like, resources she does. And she really thought that, like, that was a love situation when she was giving a lot of money. And so I think that the odds were not in, like, a pureness favor, which is the same as Danielle and Johan. I'm not saying you can't give money to someone, but when you're funding a lifestyle, then the odds are not in pureness's favor. Of the authenticity of it being a love match as opposed to a need match. And if you are okay with the need match, fine, but neither of these people are. Both these women were like, love, I want love. So they're both Darcy. Everyone, you know, like, they, I'm just saying, they weren't, you know? I mean,
the filters also, they are all the same women with these damn filters. Every single picture that we saw of Nikki and fucking Justin Igor, they both had a filter on. I was so upset. I was like, who are these people? Stop showing me these people. I don't know who these people are. This is an odd, like, surrealized version. It's like Shekinah and Sarper. I just can't. It's just weird. It's weird. Anyways, so let's move on. Next couple. let's talk about Manuel. Oh, I love Manuel and Ashley. I love them so much. I feel like Ashley is one of the most free Black women I've ever seen on TV, and I like it.
I wish there was a little less crying in Cars. If I could have Ashley with just one, like, it's not even crying. No, that I'll take her crying.
Hilarious. That shit was hilarious. I laughed though. I'm gonna have you cry.
No.
I can have you cry.
Not a car. It's just, you can't make too many little sounds like that in a car. It's like people are driving and she's driving, and, like, you just can't, like, it's too, like, I'm the main character.
Did you get it? She was the main character. It's her wedding.
But she did it 14 times throughout the season. That was just a cherry on top.
She is the main character. She's in a reality show. I see what you're saying, though.
but I just, it's very loud, and it's also, like, grating. When you're driving, you have to, you know, I think of the Uber driver. I'm just like, he's driving everyone. It's like, she is hyperventilating. It's just like, he has to get them there safely. There's a storm. You know, like, it's Miami.
Secondhand anxiety. Like, Chris, you got to let that go.
I'm just saying, she's not helping.
You cannot have secondhand anxiety. No, I'm just saying,
she should know. I think that she's not intuitive. Like, you know, like, you have to know how your energy is. I would know that if Manuel, I was sitting next to someone I did not know. If I was next to a driver, I would be like, you know, I just, like, oh, that I understand this. I'm probably giving off something awkward for this person. I won't do it. I know. Listen, I know how to cry on the inside. I know how to primal scream. I went to France once during, like, I went to a summer intensive in France when I was, like, a theater arts major, and I had to primal scream. Do you understand what that's like? To just sit in, like, the middle of France and just be like, over and over again. So I know how to like let out something on the goddamn inside. I burp on the inside. I like hiccup on the inside. Like, you know, like I yawn on the inside. Like I know how to like, you know, like suck it in, you know? It's true though. So like, it's true. So like, if I was crying, I would just, you would know I was crying because I'm not like a ventriloquist, you know, but like you would just, it would not be super loud. You'd be like, Chris is crying. She's doing her weird lip, weird best to not have it be a thing. I know it's a thing. I know her, but the bitch is crying, you know, like, you know, like, it's just me.
You're so hilarious, Chris. First of all, that wasn't what? Just an Uber driver. That was her fucking brother-in-law. One, two. You just had a full-blown secondhand anxiety attack over this. No, my friend. This was supposed to be entertaining, and you were like having the exact opposite. But anyways, let's go back to Manuel getting his haircut. So Manuel is getting his haircut, and he's like bantering, and they're having a good time. So Manuel's energy is completely different than Ashley's. Okay?
Well, yeah.
And then we get to Ashley, who's like, they're doing her hair and she's like, oh my God, check the radar. And I'm like, check the radar. Yeah. They're like, check the radar. So they check the radar. And then she does the tarot cards and she's like the Queen of Wakanda upside down. And
it's just like chaos. Oh, it's just like chaos. You gotta fucking figure it out. That's She's what like, it is.
It was so, it, to me, it was like, why do a tarot reading if it doesn't give you any solid answers? She was like, it could be that the cards are picking up my energy, but it also could be that the cards are picking up like the energy of the day, but also it's the upside down Queen of Sands or Wands, Queen of Wands. Sorry, Queen of Sands. And so that tricky bitch. And I'm like, girl, I'm more confused now than before. So why would you even do this? So she gets dressed and before that, her mom gets there. And when her mom gets there, first of all, they are carbon copies of each other. Secondly, she immediately becomes like a puddle and starts to cry again. Like all of a sudden she full on has a, my mommy's here. I'm going to let myself cry so she can make me feel better. So that was cute. And then they get into the car and that's where she ugly cries like a fool, like a fool. She's so ridiculous. And I thought she was ugly crying because it started to rain. So that was not even what had happened. She just like freaked out. And then miraculously 5 minutes later, she was fine. She saw her dad.
I mean,
she was fine.
Sorry. Yeah. I just lost an eyelash.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Moment of technical difficulty that was falling in my eyeball. Go ahead.
Yes. So her father walks her down the aisle and her and Manuel exchange cute vows, which unfortunately she has to translate. And he calls her his queen. Nice.
Yeah. When they were walking away. Queen. Yeah.
He's like, when he saw her come down the aisle. Yeah.
But it's a known thing that if it rains on your wedding, it's good luck. And I mean, she obviously took a chance being outside, you know, like she was given at even what felt like at least 48 hours of prompt warning. And she still, and she's a clairvoyant. And so yes. But none of that happened. And I love that. I love that Manuel's like, she never looked into the future to see what would happen. You know, I love him so much. He looks great in his like haircut, you know, like I like her crystal tiara. What's it called?
Crystal crown.
Rose quartz. Yeah, that's how you say it. But yeah, you know, I think that all her people were there and they all look beautiful. It was beautiful colors and he looked great. And they really, you know, I think that they were a cute couple and she wanted a certain something and she got that certain something. And I think that it's an interesting desire. If you're going to like hyper want a certain specific thing in life and you don't plan for a plan B, but you're okay with whatever happens, then that's what the meaning of life is, because you have to be okay with what's ever happened. If you try and control life and you only want plan A to happen and anything else happens, you'll be like, you'll have low, you'll, your expectations will not be met and you'll feel some sort of way. Ashley was able to, with the grace of her family and after getting her like car freak out, lean into that, which is great. You know, I'm good for her.
I agree. So they get married and they both are into it. And then afterwards, she's saying something super sentimental to the camera. And then he's like, no, only 20 years. Like she's like, I can't wait for eternity with you. And he's like, no, 20 years. I thought that was funny. And she is like, you're always ruining the moment. Oh, right. Now let's go to another couple who gets married. That's Clayton and Annalise. This did not end the way I thought it was going to end. I thought she was being really dramatic when she was talking about her dad, but she was not. But still she did the wrong thing. She did the real thing. Yeah, she did it wrongly.
So interesting, because she did it so wrong and she had people to ask their opinion of that knew the situation that didn't guide her towards the right thing to do. So this is why this is so, yes. So obviously she said the whole thing where she wasn't going to tell anyone. And we knew that she was telling her mom. And she finally told Instagram. And she obviously has been like teasing us whether she was going to finally show up to the wedding. Even though if you go to the last episode of this podcast, I called it because I knew that people were going to like be there. And literally the first shot we see is Brandy's daughter like coming in, you know, being like, hi, you know, of course, because the women all together. And then who comes in? The makeup artist and the hair artist, everyone there that's there to get, I don't know, this woman ready for her wedding. So she is getting ready. So she makes it to the wedding and they see their, you know, she walks through the door. So it's like, oh, we made it. And then they both give their vows, obviously, and they both cry, you know, and it's also in Spanish, you know, a lot of Spanish vows. Great. So, you know,
the marinara dance.
Clayton and both, Ashley do a good job of like being bilingual enough to like support their beloved in this union, that even if the other person's like, you know, people aren't there, at least they're not like, at least, I don't know. I just felt, I mean, what they did their best they could do. Clayton does a dance, honey, from Peru. So that's the best that he could do. And he did it, you know, and we get this one weird moment where Clayton's mom is like, so, you know, yeah, now, you know, it's about me moving out. And so I'm going to, you know, look on that for the horizon. And I was like, I still can't believe we never had a conversation about this. I still can't believe it. And also, when is there like a timeline?
You have to tell us. We really are interested in that. Like that is needs to be a part of the show. Okay. That is an unfinished business. That was a plot, you know, that was a gaping hole in the plot. Anyways, that's what happens. Thank you for telling us what happens in their wedding. Okay, Clayton and Annalise, everyone. They end up talking to the dad, and the dad gets so upset that I guess he hangs up when he finds, because she's like, hey, here's my boyfriend. And then the dad's like, oh, okay, you didn't tell me about this. It's crazy that you have a boyfriend that's interesting. And she's like, yeah, it is interesting that I have a boyfriend, but also guess what? We secretly got married. And he's like, what? And so it's like, it was weird. It was just very weird. And she's like, I have love for my dad and I have love for you. This is the most loving we've ever seen her. Like if they really did edit her poorly, if this is kind of the truth of how she feels about him, didn't it feel like she liked him in the last bit after they got married?
Yeah. More so today than ever. Like, you know, willing to go against her dad who I do know, obviously we're just like, why didn't you just be like, hey, dad, I'm dating. So just to me, it's like, it seems like you could have just been like, hey, dad, don't even worry about it. But just like 3 months ago, be like, I'm just like dating someone that I like met on, you know, like I met from America, but like, we're just like, whatever, I'm going to go like maybe meet up with him like while I'm in America and like see what it's like. I feel like if she had just been like, oh, dad. And then like that happened. And then like, yeah, dad in America, like, you know, I met up with that guy. And guess what? He's just like, so fucking cool. Like, guess what? He doesn't have closet mom.
This sounds like a crazy conversation that she would have.
No, she just has to plant the seeds. It's like, she didn't do it right. Like, I have a fucking dad. Like, she like should have been like, I'm going to America. I did meet this like a bunch of friends online for me to like hang out with while I'm there. One is this guy. He's really nice. He speaks Spanish. You know, he lives in the same town, whatever. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, I'll give you my like location. And then when she met him, she should have been like, yeah, I met up with some guys that, you know, some friends. Like, it was so much fun. It's so great here, it's very safe, ha ha ha, the guy told you about, great, he's great. And then, like, you know, then there could have been a couple of times where then she was like, that guy dad, he, you know what, he asked me to marry him and I'm in love with him, I'm gonna stay out here, bye, like, you know. But she didn't do any of that. She didn't do any of the work, you know, like, because even if he I think that if she was like, I'm going to go to America, by the way, I like, you know, I'm going to like hang out with some friends I met, whatever. Like, I don't worry. Like, yeah, we'll see what happens. Like, here's my location. And she was like, oh, I met this guy that I like met online. He was great. He speaks Spanish. He was going to help me around. I feel like the dad, she would already been there. He would have been okay with it. She didn't do it right, as like, as I said, or whatever. And so she has to pay the price now, because it is a lot to like just drop on someone. At the same time, are we also to believe that her mother slash his wife not once was like, she has a boyfriend. She's in America with a boyfriend. Just so you know, you're wondering where your daughter is. It's in America with a boyfriend. She's not telling you about because she's afraid. Or no? What?
You talked for at least 3 minutes straight.
Okay.
For so long, and I was like, in my head, I was like, oh my God, if I were editing this video, I would like slowly just zoom in on you as you just went on this like tirade where you said the same thing like twice in a row. And then I'm sitting here looking at you as you just continue to rant about what she should have done to better manipulate her father. But you're right, though. But maybe not in those exact ways. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what her relationship with her father is. You did the most Valley Girl, like,
hey, Dad.
which was so cute, because that's so you. Let's move on to Sam and Citra. So, first of all, I was like, oh my God, every bed we've seen in these people's home has been super small. There's actually a big bed somewhere in this house. And then I'm like, wow, Sam and Citra are taking up a lot of space in this bed. And this is an interesting shot that they're choosing to do. And then I see a head poke up and I'm like, oh my God, did Citra's sister sleep in between Citra and Sam? And then we pan to Sam. And I'm like, is Sam on the bottom of a bunk bed? What in the hell is happening? The last thing we saw last episode was him carrying her in the house into a bedroom. And so we thought they were going to do it. But then we wake up today as the cock crows and they are all in the same bed. And then
one cock did not crow, honey.
Then the dad is on the top bunk, knocked out. And Citra and Sam come from underneath from their respective beds and then goes downstairs and talks about how they didn't have that time together. Anyways, so they then talk and then Herman comes downstairs and tells Sam that he has to be a man. And now as a Muslim man, there's no pork, there's no drugs, and there's no alcohol. And little does he know, they've just been doing it all. But maybe not the drugs. And Sam is just like, I'll do the best that I can. And I'm like, no, not the best that you can, Sam. You need to take care of Citra. And you need to look Herman in his eyes and say, sir, I will take responsibility for your daughter from you. I am taking her. She is now no longer your responsibility. I'm taking her in. And he just like doesn't get that. And I'm glad that Citra is who she is. It feels like she is going to start telling him what to do and be very stern with him and get him right together. But yeah, they did not have sex. And then all of a sudden they do. I feel like in her from confessionals, I think I thought, is she pregnant? That's what I wondered. But yeah, anyways, what do you think?
I keep waiting for the moment where I can look and see this other sister in the brother's bed or something, like, you know, because we know that, like, they're together now. So I kind of keep waiting to see, like, them, like, in the corner, like, talking, or, you know, like, that hasn't happened, like, where I want it to happen. So seeing them all in the bed together was kind of cute, like Little Women or something, you know. I'm happy that they're having sex. What is annoying to me, and why it's, again, not happily ever after, is because I haven't done the due diligence to tell you if the diversion thing went in his favor, but that's how they end it, not knowing if it did. So it's not happily ever after for them, because we don't know yet if he's going to be in prison. Do you know?
No, but we're going to find out in the tell-all.
Oh.
Yeah, like, we're, you know, there's still more. Right? Okay. They leave a cliffhanger on this episode, but we're going to find out next episode.
But this episode is called Happily Ever After.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Do you know that you're wearing Mardi Gras colors?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you
are. But you're right. I am.
I know. I'm right twice in a row. Can you believe it? Anyway, so
they, I think they ended on that note where they talk about they did have their time in the bath, in the laundry room, because the dogs were all over them. And I was like, ew. Oh my God. What a, this is, ew. What a gross story.
Did you see Sam like pee his pants a little bit when the dad's like, okay, now that you're a Muslim, no drugs, no alcohol, no pork. And he's like, mm-hmm, totally. No. No salami, mm-hmm, and no heroin. I got it. He in his mind, when that man said no alcohol, he was like, can't wait for you to leave. The whole time he was like, can't wait for you to leave. He couldn't say it. He was like, I am being my bestest, being like, well, we only have one or two days left. So just holding on for one more day, you know, like they're really Wilson. Yes. Like his mind is singing over and on. It's so funny. He's just like,
baby, but you really
gonna I'm gonna fuck you day. Too. You know, like with your parents leave, you know, like he just
things are cool your way. Yes. So great.
So I'm happy for him. And, you know, because they do feel like they want, they do feel like cute together. And I feel like if he, you know, maybe the love will save him. You know, we were taught to believe that love can save. So,
yeah.
I'm a romantic.
Yes. Yeah. Just as you were just telling us you were. Yeah. That's in line with what you've been saying this whole time on today. We leave on a cliffhanger with them too, right? That he turned in his paperwork 2 weeks after filming, and then they're waiting 6 weeks to find out. So we're going to know by the tell-all for them to find out, because I'm sure they filmed this last summer. But they all wanted to sleep together upstairs because they live out in the middle of nowhere and they didn't want Chainsaw Massacre to happen. Now, also, I feel like they're the love story between like the sister and Sam's brother is like very, I don't know, like a musical of some sort, like some kind of Bollywood movie where like the sisters and the brothers, like they get married, you know what I mean? Like the two sisters marry two brothers. It's very movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They came to America to visit their sister, and then one of them married the brother-in-law's brother.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah,
now they're together in Missouri together as two sisters who marry two brothers. Like it's like a, and then that picture they took where they look so beautiful. Could you imagine Herman having that in his home? Like Herman has that picture somewhere in his home, somewhere where he could see his children, daughters together, taken care of, you know, just, I don't know. I'm like, it's kind of a little bit of a story, you know?
Yeah.
So wishing them the best, because again, they do feel really cute together. And she said, when he asked about if he possibly went to jail for 2 years, he's like, listen, we're married now. I got you. I'm here for you. And I was like, oh, they're so cute. So that's where we end with them. Hoping them the best. Da-da, da-da, da-da. Okay. Sophie and Rob Sophie. Oh God, that mother is such a character. She's such a character. And when she low-key tries to get that friend to talk shit about their relationship, and the friend is like just wouldn't like engage in that conversation, I was like, oh, don't you feel weird? You tried to like conspire with somebody and they were like, no.
You're being prickly again. Are you nervous? You're being prickly. I know. That part is not as funny to me as the like luxe picnic feel of the wedding. Like they had everyone sitting on the sand, like with some pillows in that, you know, like in the luxe picnic Instagram aesthetic that took over, you know, or like where everyone has like, you know, they're sitting on the, you know, like either the grass or they're sitting on the beach, you know, and they have like a low table and like there's like pretty silverware, like maybe they have like striped like umbrellas, you know.
I really want this to be like a fairy princess, and I feel like if fairy princesses were to have a wedding on the beach, they would have pillows around, like, you know, like a Moroccan style, but like just like everyone on a big beach blanket. And and yeah, mom, can you, and then like someone was like, yeah, I mean the whole thing when he showed up with a bow tie and suspenders, listen, sometimes it looks good, most of the time it doesn't. It's not my aesthetic for like someone getting married. I don't, if you're going casual on the beach, what says, how does that say bow tie? Like I could see if you were having like a wedding on the like Kentucky Derby or something quirky Southern, then that's a place for the bow tie and suspenders. It's very kitsch. It's very like, oh, you know what I mean? But like for a beach wedding in California, I'm going to need you to like have the no tie. If you did have suspenders, definitely no tie. It open, rolled up on the shoulders, and then maybe your pants, maybe you don't have any shoes on. And then I don't know. I just wanted more from it. And I also wanted her to like curl her wig. Did you hear the story behind her wig? Did you see that video on TikTok? Okay.
No, I said that you got a new one.
So what happened? What she says is that the reason why she wore that horrible wig is because all of her hair fell out when she dyed her natural hair blonde, which is why every time we saw it out, it had so many bobby pins on it because it was so damaged. So she didn't know anything about wigs. And so she just went to a place in London that she thought was going to give her like a good wig and just got a wig because she's like, didn't know about wig culture, like, you know. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what the wig culture is like in the UK. One, two, I don't know what culture she surrounds herself with in the UK to even know if she has friends who would point her in, black girlfriends who would point her in the right direction. So that's true. How is she to know? And then I'm like, is it not real? Because she didn't curl it at all. She did not curl her hair for this wedding. Like she didn't even give it like loose beachy curls or something that looked a little tame. It just looked like she tried to run a comb through it. It got a little frizzy. So she just kind of left it alone. Like she didn't add, you know what I mean? Like it just looked like actual chaos, not like fairy chaos. And I was really shocked with that dress. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the dresses that she went and looked at.
Yes. Yeah. Was it the length? For some reason, the length to me, which is the most basic kind of like thing, was like, I didn't expect it to be short. So when it was short, I was like, short?
Is that it? Yeah. It's like a party dress. You don't look like a fairy. You don't look ethereal. Like I was just so confused.
She almost looked like a little girl. Like it looked very young. It looked like a, you know, kind of like a baby doll kind of tea party dress or like brunch, you know, like it gave brunch vibes, you know, like
like when you go to brunch for your bridal shower, it gave bridal shower, like the dress you wear to the party for your bachelorette party or like bridal party, like those type of like,
you know, like yes.
Okay. So she couldn't get to the place. And so he thought she was like running away with her mother. And I was like, oh my God, is she? And that would have been so hilarious. But she comes out at the very far end. And then she has like walked the longest walk in beach, you know, till she gets there. And listen, I would be happy if she was happy with everything that happened on her wedding. And she seemed very happy. very happy to me. I thought the makeup was a little dark for fairy princess themed, but like, that's just me. So I just, you know, not trying to poo-poo, even though I just did, on her wedding, but it is what it is. Now, is that the last couple that we have to talk about? Yeah, it is. All right. So anywho, guys, how are you doing? Oh, there you are. Could you hear me the whole time?
The whole time.
Okay, great. So you knew I was waiting for you. Great. Yep. So, Christina, can we cut out that dead spot too? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So that's the end of the episode, right? They get married. Oh no, this is what it is I wanted to say. She says to us, I don't quite trust Rob yet, but I trust that I will trust him soon.
What? What?
That is the wildest statement to say. Wow. They are not going to make it. Miona and that other boy, Jabri, they're broken up from what I hear.
Oh, for sure. She's dating someone else now. Claire was even like,
though, so they
might I don't want to give her up. I know I shouldn't say that, but I never wanted to share her. But you know what? They look beautiful and she made a beautiful bride and he looked great. So, okay. You know, like she seemed to like kind of acquiesce and they both looked hot. You know, God bless them. So, basically, obviously we didn't have Juno and Jasmine because they've already gotten married. So, yeah, we did talk about all of the peeps. Now I'm assuming are going to get at least two tell-alls. So this was episode 18, which means there'll be 19 and 20, you know, the, 21 seems weird. That's like, why would they just do like three and four part seems like an overshoot of how good this season was. So two parts seem logical to me, you know?
Yes, it does. I'm really excited for, to talk about Love is Blind with you eventually at some point. So if you guys don't know, those of you who are listening audibly, those of you not on the Patreon, we are doing exclusive content on our Patreon such as Love is Blind. So if you want to hear our thoughts about Love is Blind season 6, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/DocuSweeties. Chris?
Yeah, we absolutely can. Go to our Instagram at DocuSweeties on Instagram, at DocuSweeties on TikTok, at DocuSweeties1 on X, and have a Facebook group, the DocuSweeties Podcast Facebook group. And we've also been, you know, showing our faces. So you can do either one. Other than that, I was going to say one thing, which is I hope that I'm going to tell all that they have Andre to talk about Moldova. This is the time we need to have Andre, even though he was on the last one. We need Andre's Moldovan.
Oh my God. You want an expert panel again?
Well, he's saying they're going to give it to us anyway. I think they are. Because now I think that they have leaned into another element of the tell-all, whether like they're like a live audience. We'll see what that's like. They've done a lot of live audience. They've done the two-part where they're all in a hotel together and they film all of it. They've done an expert panel, right? Like where they've already even had Andre. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, okay. What's the next gimmick they can try to do? Maybe the next thing, because you're right, they did do it where they would just phone them in too to have giving their opinion, and it was weird as well. They already do like a pillow talk type thing. So maybe the next gig could actually be they get rid of Sean Robinson and just make one of the ex-cast members host it. That would be, to me, a brilliant idea. Or they could get us. But if they wanted to do something interesting.
I can't even in this moment tell you, because I was sitting here this whole time, and I don't even mean to say just us, but
who in the cast?
Yeah,
I think Kalani could do it. Well, have you seen her on Pillow Talk? I think, okay, here's what I think could do it. I think Kalani could do it. I think that, because she's friends and messy enough and like whatever.
Is she messy enough?
Yeah. She's messy enough. I think that, I hate saying this because the answer is wrong. It couldn't be this person because he just doesn't have the vocabulary nor the suave to do it, but he has such funny and weird opinions. It's fun. Is Robert and Annie. With the kid, the like Uber driver.
I think they're out of the universe. So that's why I'm like, okay, let me, I think they would say Kenny, but I don't want Kenny to do it. You know, like.
Robert and Annie are not out of the universe.
Okay. I haven't seen them on an episode in a long time.
They do pillow talk.
Okay. You know what? I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the answer. I can't tell you.
Yes. So anyways. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.